B-Pod Studios.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, let's return to Sounds of Sunday, yeah. Gentlemen. We left off right before we got to the Patriots radio calls, starting with one in pregame. Bob Soucy, trying to mix it up a little bit, trying to be one of the fellas there. Tried to talk a little bit of music.
Oh, boy.
And apparently was given the silent treatment, snubbed by both Beatle and Gasper.
Bob, what's going on?
Well, guys, beautiful day here in the Meadowlands, and appropriately, we just heard from Casey and the Sunshine Band, and now we're getting the Brothers Johnson over the loudspeaker, so real disco themed of the day right now for these two teams as they start to go through their warm-ups.
Well, looking at the inactives, it appears that
he just plowed right through that.
Beetle.
No, grab ass?
Right through it. Right through it.
So they were playing Stomp.
You got the no grab ass mandate for the Patriots pregame
listen,
show.
Listen, that's a tightly timed segment with Bob Soucy.
Okay. It is tight.
It is.
You guys are always late.
Yeah, there's a.
You guys have been running late.
We have been running late. By the time we get to Soucy,
the hell's going on?
And Soucy helps us clean up the clock.
Well, let's give you another chance at it here. Let's pretend you have more time.
Well, guys, beautiful day here in the Meadowlands, and appropriately, we just heard from Casey and the Sunshine Band, and now we're getting the Brothers Johnson over the loudspeaker. So real disco. Themed of the day right now for these two teams as they start to go through their warm-ups.
And tell me, Bob, why would that be appropriate for the setting of Patriots-Jets at MetLife Stadium?
Well, because, you know, one of my favorite shows, The Office, one of my best episodes is Cafe Disco. When they go downstairs and they get their jam on. They have a little cafe and a little espresso machine.
But The Office isn't set at MetLife Stadium, so, again, why is it appropriate?
Just trying to add, trying to help Bob out.
Okay. Zoe and Bob had a discussion.
Is that like a Studio 54 reference or something? I mean, what was that? What are we?
I don't know. Casey and the Sunshine Band. It was sunny. Casey and the Sunshine Band. Disco. MetLife. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yep. We'll never know.
We'll never know now.
Bob likes disco.
Plowed right through it.
Should have said, let's hope the Patriots don't give it up today.
Wow. All right, so
better than nothing.
This is a long clip, but it's our last clip, but it's a long one. Zoe and Bob discussing pumpkin spice.
Oh boy!
Apparently, this happened during the game.
All right, don't forget, pick your Dunkin' pumpkin, like the pumpkin cream cold brew, pumpkin spice signature latte, and more. American runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply. I had one of those this week at work. Man, they're good, really good. It's that time here. Time of year, you got pumpkin everything.
Oh yeah, Wilson. With a play fake and a bootleg left, he throws it underneath, reaching up. Davis makes the catch, but then he's tackled with Jalen Mills diving at his ankles and undercutting him on a 3-yard completion.
Tough catch right there for Davis. That ball's a little bit behind him. So go back to that pumpkin thing.
Was there more really that you had to get to?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, thinking. Why is the spiced pumpkin so seasonal? It is. It's spice. I got it in my closet. It's right there next to the cumin, right there next to the garlic salt.
But
right
why is the pumpkin spice flavoring seasonal?
Yeah, like why?
Well, do you enjoy pumpkin pie at Easter?
I don't.
Do you bring out a pumpkin pie for the 4th of July?
My kid loves the Dunkin' pumpkin muffins with the icing on it.
Yeah.
It's his favorite muffin.
I would just say that this is the time of year that pumpkin is in supply.
Okay. Like cumin curry, jasmine. You can eat it year round.
It's fall.
I know it's fall, but if it tastes good, it's not like you can't. All of a sudden, you lose the pumpkin spice throughout the year.
There is nothing stopping you from ordering anything with pumpkin spice any other time of the year. It's just
I don't. Well, Bob, hold on.
Bob, I digress.
Appropriately, Bob. I would say that it's not available in all menus throughout the course of the year.
It is. They just whack it, and
yeah,
it's gone.
What is stopping you are the establishments that don't serve pumpkin spice throughout the rest of the year.
You
so actually,
right
there is something stopping it.
Right in that damn candy cane flavored iced coffee. Like, bang, Christmas is here.
I'd like for Zoe to walk into a bakery in March or April around Easter time and ask if he can get a pumpkin pie and see if they've got the stuff to make it.
A pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can always get a pumpkin pie.
That's Georgie Montilio could hook me up with that. One of those awesome bakeries.
But the thing with the pumpkin spice, it's not like they need the pumpkin harvest
right.
in order to squeeze
it's
the pumpkin
spiced
down. Down.
You got them in the shakers.
Send it to the Dunkin' Donuts. Now, again, I don't know this for sure. Probably not a ton of natural pumpkin flavor in the pumpkin spice.
Is that right?
It's just a guess. It's just a guess. They're probably not depending on a good or bad pumpkin harvest
weird.
In order to put the pumpkin spice flavor coffee.
I'm not sure
there.
About that, Hardy.
We're getting to the point where it's coming up where you're going to walk in to, say, Star Market next door, Big Y, or Superstop, and you're going to see the pumpkin cans filling stacked at the end of the aisle where the green beans are going to be with the French onions. Like, I should start stocking up for now.
It's a special day.
It's
a special time of year.
I think it's a special holiday. Sneaky good holiday. Thanksgiving.
All of a sudden, wait, you lose the pumpkin spice throughout the year?
There is nothing stopping you from ordering.
Mm.
Anything with pumpkin spice any other time of the year, it's just more appropriate for the fall.
Yeah.
The comfort is the temperature begins to drop. Halloween approaches. Wilson throws it out to the right.
What? Again, what?
Halloween.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Interception Patriots, but listen to me, Zoe.
2-2 to Jeter. Oh, you play-by-play guys are funny.
And the pitch.
Yes.
It's a ball thrown out, sir.
Well, that's it for the Sounds of Sunday, gentlemen. No swear words this time. Good job, Milliken.
Yeah, way to go.
Thank you.
Was Bob in favor of pumpkin spice or not?
Loves it.
Yeah. He loves it.
He's
big
Bob's
pumpkin
spice guy.
Big New England guy. Yes.
He made some advancements yesterday, too.
What regard?
As I did in week one, and I told him that on the broadcast. I said, hey, you got better today. I got better last week with measurement. Hey, they're going out for measurement. I didn't say measurement.
What did Bob get?
They had this guy, George Fant, who got called for a couple of holding calls.
Bond.
And I said, he called him George Fant. I said, you so badly want to say George Font right now. And you didn't. And it's you getting better. I said, well, thank you. Yep. Very courteous right there.
Bond.
George Font. You know he wanted to say Font.
I'm glad to see you guys getting better, even early.
That's good.
Early in the season.
Yeah.
We like that. We like to hear that. Good work. 617-779-0985. We've got time for a few calls here. Jesse is in New Bedford. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
I just wanted to say everybody just needs to just be a little bit more patient. You know, listen, it's this Mac Jones' second career start. The kid's playing really good. He's making the plays when he has to. And I think it's a combination of they're not being aggressive. I think one, because they kind of didn't really have to yesterday. I mean, they knew the game was, you know, what was happening right in front of their eyes. And I think two, you know, anytime they do dial something up, he has no protection. They're coming in within a second or two, and he got creamed there in the first quarter. He has no time. And, you know, I think we're in a good spot. I think we have a good quarterback. If you look at all the teams in the league, all the quarterbacks, look how many quarterbacks went down yesterday. Endless amounts of quarterbacks are hurt. There's only two teams in the AFC that are 2-0. We're going to be right there at the end of the season, 10-7, 11-6, battling for that 5th, 6th spot in the playoffs. We just got to be patient. It's going to happen step by step. We'll get there, just like we did with Brady. We'll get there.
Okay. I mean, Mac Jones himself was critical of himself in this regard yesterday and said, I can push the ball down the field more and make a move to stay in the pocket and make plays down the field. He put it on himself. That he's going to be better at it because he believes there were missed opportunities. And the one we've highlighted today was that play right before the half. But he himself has said that he can do more of this, that he can try and better do a better job, get better like you and Soucy have gotten better.
Right.
Be better at pushing the ball.
Yep. Think about it. Think before you speak.
Mac Jones through two games is averaging 5.6 air yards per pass through the two games. This on Next Gen Stats, intended air yards per pass. Mm. What do you mean?
I said, he'll come out this week, go empty, 5 wide. Let's go.
There are two guys in the league that are averaging fewer yards per pass, per attempt. Matt Ryan, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, I saw Garoppolo's numbers way down.
Bottom three in the league. Yeah, but they got the win again yesterday.
They did.
So good for them.
Yep.
Good for them.
Did you look good?
All right, we'll get back to your calls coming up. Today's takeaways at 150.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Don't like.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
It's gotta be the closest thing to Woodstock.
In the middle of the day.
It's like an acidic trip.
There's always a little bit of heaven in a disaster area.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think my ball security can improve. I put the ball on the ground twice. But in terms of that, just trying to learn from that, I'm going to get better at that. And just ways to practice it, whatever it is, someone hitting the ball during practice, because in practice we don't hit the quarterback, but there's going to be ways that we can implement that to improve. And I think just trying to move the ball, I can definitely stick to my reads a little better. And I think it starts with me, and I got to be more vocal again and kind of just in practice. You go back and look at the plays that we ran, and there's little improvements we could make, and some plays in the game we made the improvements, some plays we didn't, so...
The phone number. Thanks for hanging on. We'll get right back to it with you right now with Cody in Rhode Island. Hey, Cody.
Hey, guys. How are you? Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Afternoon.
Afternoon.
Afternoon. So, do you guys think Josh McDaniels is holding Mac back in the red zone? He's only 4-for-7 within the 20 at a nice 57%. With the one touchdown in 20 yards. I want to hear your opinion. I'll jump off.
I it's two games against not very good teams that I think you just want to get them up and running, manage the game, don't put too much pressure on them here early in the year. It's a 17-game regular season. There's a ton of football left. They get as much problem. They get as many problems defensively as you think they have in the red zone on offense. Can't stop them run, give this up, that up, but, hey, the points are down. You know, you got 25-6. You won the game. I'm going to sit here and bitch all day about it. Now, next week, they come in and kick your ass 20-10, and you can't get the damn ball in, and you don't take any shots. We're going to come in next Monday, and then, yeah, you're going to be hell of a lot more critical than I am today. Yeah.
So there have been 17.
You brought up the play to Hunter Henry. That's a shot play right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you didn't take it.
You didn't take it.
That's on the quarter.
But that wasn't a red zone play. They weren't in the red zone.
Right. Right. It's close, though. You're over the 50, so you're starting to knock on the door there.
17 red zone plays so far. Do you know what the targets are for the two high-priced tight ends the Patriots brought in so far in those 17 plays?
Three.
One for each. Mm.
That's what it feels like.
One to Hunter Henry, one to Jonnu Smith.
Yep.
So Hunter Henry, who's, you know, calling card is that he's the big red zone threat that this team would love to have, and any team would love to have. On 17 plays in that red zone, Hunter Henry's been targeted one time.
Man, what's those Baltimore tight ends last night? You see Kelsey? Now, he's obviously not Kelsey. Kelsey's a receiver. You get flashbacks to Lacoste a little bit. I watch him play. He's not a mauling blocker. It is what it is right now. It's up to them to get these guys in rhythm. But he had a nice little angle route. There's a little wrinkles they're doing with him. Got him free on a little, you know, seam route. Had a nice play there. But, you know, these guys are known to be red zone threats. You know, Henry's forte is red zone. And it better start coming around.
He also had 60 catches a year ago and 55 the year before that. Is he going to be able to reach that this year?
Doesn't look like it.
Five catches through two games. I wish the impact of both tight ends has been greater, but it hasn't.
Yeah,
I don't know that it's necessarily on them.
That was a rookie quarterback last year he played with, so. Yeah, Herbert.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor and Herbert last year.
Yeah.
Those are the two guys he had.
Yep.
Sean is in Salem, and Sean, we froze the phones. Oh, I think I have you. Hey. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, let's look at this red zone since McDaniels came back in 2011, okay? They were 65% touchdown scoring in the red zone, 15% higher than the league average. That continued all the way to 2019. Then something happened. They went 49% in 2019. and the league started catching up, going for it on fourth down and converting touchdowns at 60% rate. Now we're sitting at 54% rate. The difference of that is when we were ahead of the game and playing well, that was three extra points a game we were gaining on them with one extra red zone possession per game. Now it's flipped. Now we're in the hole, 3 points in the red zone, right off the rip. And that's why we're losing close games, 9-9 in one possession games. McDaniels can't call a play. They don't go for it on fourth down. Since the start of last year, they've attempted eight, they've converted eight times on fourth down. They've yet to even attempt a fourth down conversion. They've only attempted three red zone conversions in the last 3.5 years. So you tell me, is it play calling? And, oh, by the way, let's not forget, McDaniels was a defensive coach, and the only reason he got a shot to make the plays was because Weiss retired, and somehow it was a good idea for him to make the plays, a defensive-minded coach. And here he is today, proving he can't do it without Brady.
Okay. I mean, I think we're hammering it too much yet. We need a better sampling of games here. I think personnel is an issue, why it started to dip at the end. Brady knew he didn't have talent around him. The reason that, you know, when Gronk just quickly retired, didn't want to play football anymore, wasn't happy. That's your big target. Screwed you in free agency. You couldn't bring a tight end in. You're behind the eight ball there. You panicked and had to go get AB. That ended quickly. Then you had to panic and go get Sanu. Then you put him back to catch punts. He hurt his ankle and he was done. Personnel is an issue. Personnel looks like an issue for him down there in Tampa right now. It's pretty good when you got personnel, right?
I just don't know how we're going to draw that line on Josh McDaniels. He came back in 2012, and the problems didn't become a real issue in the red zone until 2019, which would mean 6 seasons in there of it not being a problem under McDaniels, right? No. I don't think there's a direct line to be drawn. And as far as fourth down conversions go, over these last two games, has there been a fourth and short that they should have been going for it that I'm forgetting?
There's a couple times they got stuffed running it down and tight. Remember inside the 10? There's a bunch of those.
This season?
No, not this season. I'm just saying.
Over the last couple of years. No, I'm talking about the last two games.
No.
Where they had a fourth and long last week, but.
No, I called both games. I don't remember coming away.
No, there's no fourth down situation where they're playing conservative.
Yeah, fourth and inches. I wish they would have went for it there instead of kicking it. No.
You haven't seen that yet. Nick in Amherst, what do you have for us, Nick?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
I was just calling in earlier. You know, I was in class, and I had to dip out because one of my buddies who listens to you guys all the time let me know that you guys were talking malice about the UMass football broadcast this weekend. I got to ask you, what's up?
Nope. Your buddy's an idiot, and he couldn't pass along
what
it is we even said.
We were playing what
we
were doing.
You should probably get back to class.
We were playing a clip of the Jaguars radio call, and it was overmodulated, and we took a crack at our old intern who did the UMass basketball games that cracked.
Yes.
When they just adjust the levels.
Or the classic UMass UConn call from 2004, cracked like crazy.
But I dig the fact that you were at class and your buddy said that, and you still called the show. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
We never said that.
Tell your buddy to open his ears.
It's on the podcast.
Go back and listen.
Every hour is on the podcast. Podcast it up.
I wasn't listening to the UMass football broadcast this weekend, were you?
No.
Check in on that. I saw it on Nesson.
Yeah.
I was watching on Nesson, wasting away.
We were playing
time on a very otherwise perfectly fine Saturday.
Yeah.
That I once again subjected myself to more losing by the Minutemen.
Oh, my buddy ran a touchdown and caught one. Got the end zone twice.
I know.
Oh my God!
That's what we were referring to, buddy.
No, what is that? Is that
Cam.
Cam, not
Cam. Cam the intern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's from like two seasons ago.
I like when they were like fighting.
Pre-pandemic.
Fighting on the broadcast. Whoop, wrong guy. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
My apologies. No, I apologize.
Yeah. Oh, no. I apologize.
John in Connecticut. Hi, John.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, yeah, I understand them being careful with the new quarterback and all that, the young quarterback, but I couldn't understand it seemed like how many plays where the receiver was just flat-footed and only like 3 feet beyond the line of scrimmage, not moving at all. And so it looked like they were, you know, guaranteeing themselves, you know, 2-3 feet.
Yeah.
Is that typical? I don't remember that with, like, even when Brady was brand new, the guys would at least be moving a little bit. Maybe something would break, but it looks like they had no chance to get anything more than 2 or 3 feet.
Yeah, I think it's by design. They just take the guys, say, hey, just go down 2 feet, stop, and make it very difficult on your quarterback to throw the ball to.
And now you're being wise.
No, it's not by design. What you're seeing is a couple guys being designed to block and they're trying to run those slip screens. That's what he's talking about. He's come down stock block guys. Yeah. Two of those didn't work. Poor job by the tackle getting out, not timing it up correctly. Aguilar, I thought, rushed one of them. Their timing's not there on offense yet. It's not there yet. They're not rhythm. I think you need a couple games. You got some big boys coming to town next 2 weeks, though.
Hakeem in Malden. Hi, Hakeem.
How are we doing, fellas?
Good.
I'm still trying to understand, how does the kicker have more points than either? Our defense interceptions have more than your quarterback have a touchdown. And I think I'm trying to understand. I want you guys to give me your opinion on how you guys think our record's going to be. Like right now, I think we're going to be 1-5 by the next Jets game.
Wow. I don't think you'll be that. I actually think you're going to win this week. The reason they had 4 picks is their quarterback played poorly yesterday. I don't think you really baited him into throwing picks. You're in the right place, right time on 3 of them. And Mac Jones, they played conservative. Yeah. They were in control of the game, and they didn't want to blow it. So must win, get the win, get the hell out of there, get ready for the Saints. That's what we're going to try and do this week.
JP in North Providence. JP.
Hey, guys. Eagles,
hey.
Well, never. I took the day off just to get some stuff done, and I finally get to call in, break out the IROC. So I got kind of a keepspiracy going with Bill and the whole team. He likes that they're running the ball against him. He's keeping it controlled. He's got the best punter in the league. He's got one of the most accurate kicker. Keep it dumb. Let them run the ball so that when teams come in, let them do it. Eat up the clock. Control the game. I got no problem with the red zone. Let the kid develop. He's going to be Lieutenant Checkdown. He's like a young Alex Smith controlling the game. That's what Bill wants. This is right up his alley. You're telling me the defensive genius can't figure out how to stop teams? He'll figure out how to stop the run. He wants this. He wants these type of games. He does not want to get into a shootout with New Orleans. And his best cornerback is not playing. Let these teams eat up the clock running. I love it.
All right, JP, appreciate the call. Hardy has our headlines. We're right back with more on yesterday's game after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So,
not a dummy.
Beetle. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Two receivers right before Berrios sprints back in their direction. Wilson drops back a lot of time, throws to the right, picked off by J.C. Jackson. An underthrow, and he's got his second interception of the day. Able to easily break on the ball in front of Elijah Moore at the Patriot 14.
That's about as bad as a throw that you can have.
Is this the version with Da Baby?
Yeah.
What is that? Da Baby. Dua Lipa. Da Baby.
That's exactly how it goes.
Nailed it.
That was a pretty bad throw by Zach Wilson, by young Zach.
Was it?
How about Belichick?
Oh, was it?
Post-game yesterday. All the positive things he said about Zach Wilson, and anytime anyone brought up anything that Mac Jones did, for example, it was mentioned to Bill that, how about Mac down at the goal line helping push in Damian Harris? And he immediately goes back to, Zach Wilson made a play on the interception, too. Like, Oh, my God. He's going to be good. And then the part, well, why is that? I mean, it seems like you made the kid and he himself made himself look terrible. What makes you think that? And you give me, oh, you see that throw.
Well, when you're around Bill, and Ted Johnson's right. I heard him last night and then today on Toucher and Rich, and he echoed the same thing that, oh, I know exactly what Bill thinks of the kid if he's talking that way about him, because I don't think much of him. Like, well, we're gonna get a bunch.
Yeah, what did Brady say? 90% of the stuff I say is not what I'm thinking. Where do you think he got that from?
Bill? So yeah. All the praise of Zach Wilson is nonsense.
We're gonna pump the brakes on Mac. We're gonna keep everything toned down, keep him humble. And we're going to elevate all the bad play. Let them think they're really good, and they're going to make some plays.
T-Bone, do you have some of that right there?
Yeah, well, we had some opportunities, and we took advantage of them. So I don't have to ask him about those plays. I'm not sure exactly what happened.
Well, what do you see in him? You said you feel like he's a really good player. What do you see in that?
Well, I mean, some of the throws he made. That last 7 route, minute to go in the game in front of their bench. I mean, it's a pretty good throw.
25-6. You're prevent. Yeah, I mean, you're like, you got two safeties back. You're like, nothing over the top. It was a hell of a throw. Don't get me wrong. It was a hell of a throw. You made 2 of those. And it's those flashes that say, oh, we got something here with this kid. We'll see. They can ruin him. They can.
Oh, they're well on their way.
They've done it to Sanchez. They've done it to Darnold. They've done it to all of them. All the guys they've had in there. Yeah.
All the high draft picks.
Just put them in a gun
Sanchez,
and tell them, you know
Geno
what,
Smith,
kid?
Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Just another one in the long line.
You know what? My brother coaches the Packers. You remind me a lot of Aaron Rodgers. Let's just put you in a gun and say, let's go. Let's shoot the guns. I'm going to get that kid killed.
Dave in Boston on the Patriots. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. I'm more nervous than anything, to be honest with you, after watching yesterday's game. I think that the score should have been at least 40 or 50. I mean, they turned the ball over four times, and you only score 26 points. To me, I'm more nervous than anything. And their best offensive weapon is a tight end, which is, I mean, if you have Darren Waller, Travis Kelce, or George Kittle, it might not be a bad thing, but he's actually projected to be outside of the top 10 in most tight end categories.
I disagree with you on that. I think your best weapon is your running back, James White.
That's even worse. I mean, that's not good at all. That's very concerning.
It is considering the amount of money you spend on the outside.
So you're afraid they're going to lose a lot of games?
The defense is very good, and I think they can still contend for a wild card spot. But I want more. I want to contend for Super Bowls. I don't know, guys.
That's what you should want.
I don't need them to contend for a Super Bowl in 2021. I don't need that. I don't need that. But I don't think it's, on the other hand, unreasonable to say, gee, a good team would be in the 40s yesterday against the Jets. It's just the way it went. I mean, they left points out on them.
Yeah, style points weren't there yesterday.
The what?
Style points were not there yesterday.
Well, I think style points play a factor because it's, are you a good team or are you just, a team that beats up on the worst teams in the league? Like the Patriots had 2 wins and they've had 11 straight now against New York. Tells you the state of the program there. It stinks. They stink. They're a bad team.
Yeah,
their rookie
fresh.
Quarterback crapped himself yesterday.
Push the ball. I ran a swinging gate on Saturday. Put one guy out there, snap it, put 10 on the other side.
Okay, how'd it go?
Threw a flag
on
it.
What was the final score?
We won.
What was the score?
45-7.
Okay, see? Sign of a good team. You won 45-7. Patriots couldn't do that. 25-6.
Huh.
What have been your scores so far? You're blowing everybody out.
We're doing all right.
You're blowing everybody out, KP, and you get credit for that.
Hey, Easton's coming.
That's why other teams are looking at you and saying, oh, that's a good team. We respect that team.
You know who we got next? Brewers old school. Lincoln Sudbury.
LS?
Yep.
Good luck.
You got 2 options. You buy a ticket or you get on the train. Train ain't stopping.
Hold on a second.
Train's coming.
So there's 2 options.
Again.
So you either buy a ticket or you get on the train?
Or get out of the way. Buy a ticket or get out of the way.
So you buy a ticket to get on the train.
Or you get out of the way of the train.
Those are the 2 options.
And what's the big deal if you don't get on the train?
You get run over.
Well, no, because you say get out of the way. What? You say get out of the way.
See, I feel like I am exercising the third option. I am not buying a ticket and getting on the train, nor am I on the tracks.
I'm off to the side.
There's a train going by off in the distance. It's got nothing to do with me.
I don't ride a commuter rail.
Impossible for me to care less about that train.
I'm with you. I mean, I've never rode the commuter rail. It's a saying that we use. That's all.
I just think there's more options that you're left.
Yeah,
on.
I mean, I would say that if you were going to set that up properly, you'd say either buy a ticket and get on or get run over.
Get a
your
monthly,
choice.
Monthly pass, right?
Well, I'm buying a ticket and I'm getting on the train.
Get a monthly pass.
What about a Charlie card?
Here's my thing now. Is the train ticket, is it ticketless? Are we all cash? You know, no cash.
Well, you got to use your
digital.
Your Charlie
it's
card.
Paperless.
Charlie. Brother Charlie card.
I kind of like the guy who comes around and punches it with like what do you do with that? Like
punches what? Oh, on the Amtrak or commuter rail or whatever it is.
I like that.
Like the little hole punch.
When I used to go to New York, I used to like him.
They put in that little ticket on your seat on the little holder on the seat.
Stick it right on the top.
Stick it in there.
Yeah, guy be sleeping. I go by, take his ticket, put it in mine. I don't have to pay.
Shocking.
They had good steam hot dogs on that cart. That food cart.
Which one?
The train, the Acela.
Oh.
They have a food cart.
I've never taken that.
He loves their hot dog selection.
That steam, perfect.
It's even better when you wait for the hot dog guy to go to sleep and you just steal a couple.
You've never been on the Acela?
No.
There are points in the Acela where you're like, man, you don't realize how fast you're going, but then you go through one of those small towns in Connecticut, and when you fly through town at 100 miles an hour, you're like, oh, my God.
And there's people standing at
the now, those station. People need to get out of the way.
They got out of the way. Yeah, like that train,
need to get the hell
the
out of the way.
Stopping.
How fast does it go? What's the top speed on the Acela?
I think it's like 65, 70.
500
right?
miles an hour.
It feels
it's
like
gotta
you're,
be,
no.
It's got to be 80.
It's right? It's up there.
Yeah, it's 80, 90.
And they have to slow down in certain spots. They can't, okay, average. I just Googled this, and the first thing that comes up is average speed. Is 84 miles an hour. Acela can reach speeds up to 150 miles an hour.
Jesus,
oh my God. According to the Amtrak website right here. But that may not be in a lot of spots along the route between Boston and New York.
Those rails better be on there tight.
There's certain sections where they can't do a full buck 50.
Right.
But, Hardy, that thing moves.
You don't want to go through Mystic doing a buck 50. You know what I mean?
Take the governor off that some bitch.
That thing
it's
moves.
A pretty ride. It's a pretty ride down there through Mystic and that. Go through Groton, right over the bridge.
It's nice. Paulie in the truck on the Patriots yesterday. Paulie.
Hey, I want to talk about the line take play today, boys. Both sides of the line, really. They're not deep on the defensive side of the line, and the linebackers are going to have to fill. That's why they're running 3-4 because they're more talented with their linebackers, and then they're limited the amount of guys.
So you think they were in 3-4 a lot?
They have not enough penetration.
Who are the two middle linebackers in 3-4?
They need more guys. They need better players on that line. I think Hightower's lost a little bit. He's got to work on to get back to where he was. I don't think that Wilson escapes that sack when him and a guy had to kind of cut off in the back, and then Hightower was backing up. Hightower would have closed. And got him. He would not have gotten away, Wilson.
I'll tell you what, Paulie. They were running a package last week of video clips of Hightower and NBC Sports Boston across their various programs, Early Edition, BST, whatever it may be, from last week's game. And I'm not sure where exactly all the footage, I don't know how all these camera angles and stuff that they pull together. And you watch it, and you're like, oh, wow. He is not – it did not do him – any service to be showing those clips over and over again. There are some stunning plays in there. Like, oh, he's not fully back yet. Got to get him up and going.
Takes him a while.
And I'm wondering if that's going to happen again this week in the video department. The slow Dante Hightower plays. We'll get to today's takeaways coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. They give.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's
time for today's takeaways here on a Monday, brought to you by A Week in 180 Weight Loss, who continues to share the solution for weight loss by opening a brand new location in Auburn. Find a location nearest you. There's seven of them now at awaken180weightloss.com.
All right, we heard from Peter in Maine, who's been spending time on Cape Cod most recently. He had something about the Patriots and about one of their upcoming games in particular. Peter on Cape Cod, formerly Peter in Maine.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was watching the game early, and there was a point where Mac took a really good hit. And I was, you know, just saying to myself, you know, come on, Mac, get up, get up. He looked like he was trying to kind of regain his composure and, you know, figure out where he was.
Yeah, his jaw was almost broken on that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was amazed. A guy came over, another player helped him up.
That was nice of him.
And I think that, you know, when you mentioned what's coming, you know, in terms of Tampa Bay, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to call that Oh, Yeah Week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tampa Bay's coming. Oh, yeah. Also today, Chase Winovich was with us on a Milk Monday.
Oh, no.
And Chase is a little different when he talks to us the day after a game. Midweek, we can have a few more laughs and get into conspiracy theories and aliens. There's less time for that on Mondays. But he still managed to today talk about milking.
Yeah.
Do you find it difficult to drink milk when it's that warm? Do you think Ron Burgundy was right when he says it's so hot milk was a bad choice, or is milk still a fine choice when it's that warm?
Arnold Schwarzenegger said milk is for babies. I kind of disagree with that, but, you know, I think it's for any weather, really.
Yeah.
So, especially whole milk.
Yeah, good answer. Good answer.
You can't milk an almond, as you know.
Yeah. Wow. True enough.
Do you milk a cat?
I have nipples. Did you milk me?
Only one way to find out.
That is Chase Winovich, one of a kind.
I have nipples, Chase. Could you milk me? How about it?
Nice hot day going to the beach. Yeah. You know, he packed the milk in the cooler.
Ann Arbor guys, I like to get a little loose.
Always.
Get a little silly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Paint each other up.
Wow.
Never know.
When's the milk start to curdle when you leave it out in the sun?
Oh, probably
shortly
thereafter.
A
few days.
We've all had kids, and we've accidentally left bottles in, you know, bags in the car,
Jesus.
Right? And it gets curdled.
There's no worse
and
smell.
And it drips and leaks on your rug, and you can't get that smell out.
It is the worst.
Yeah. I think back
don't
in
have
the
a
day,
baby, Tom.
Yeah, we left a couple of milk bottles, just like, it, you know, like in the trunk or something.
Gets under the seat or something.
Oh. Yeah. It only happens like once before you're like, I will never do that again.
He's got to throw the bottle out.
Plus, you know, the bottles are expensive. Yeah, yeah. What did you end up with? The Dr. Browns?
Of course.
Beetle, you're closer to it than we were.
Dr. Browns, yeah, I remember those.
There's like $25
bucks a pop.
With that
special straw thing in the middle.
Yeah, get it in there.
Yeah, the straw. The balance of the air is right in the bottle.
Yeah.
It's all about that.
Reflux.
Yeah, my kids all had reflux, so we had to get that. And then you're squirting the Zantac down. Ugh.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh.
He's right.
Little
shot. He's making sense on that.
Put the Zantac right in. I was like, ugh. Time to feed, kid.
Zantac. Here comes the puke. Prilosec.
tried everything.
The kid's like
projectile vomiting across the room.
The doctor's like, that's normal. It's just got a little reflux flap.
Yeah, no one was ever concerned. The doctor's like, no, she's got reflux. It's fine.
Baby looks like The Exorcist.
We're back tomorrow. Felger and Mazur next. Have a great afternoon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mazur.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mazur.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, well, proud of our football team today. You know, I thought that these guys came back and really, really worked hard all week. And, I thought we made some improvement from what we did last week. Still, obviously have a way to go. A lot of things we can do better, but I thought we did a lot of things better than we did them last week, and so we just need to, keep grinding, keep working, and just keep stringing these days and weeks together and keep improving our football team. I had a lot of guys step up, got some turnover opportunities and took advantage of those, but, Wilson made some pretty impressive throws, so. That kid's going to be a good player. He is a good player.
That kid's going to be a good player. That kid is a good player. Bill actually said that in his opening statement last night in New York after the Patriots beat the Jets and Zach Wilson, which, of course, is where we're going to start today. It is a reentry Monday, everything from the weekend, ostensibly, but we're mostly Patriots, Jets. Reentry Mondays are brought to you by East Boston Savings Bank. It's Felger and Mazur here from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. We're brought to you by DraftKings, both on 98.5 The Sports Hub, Terrestrial Radio, and the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.